Dafnun Dalin Omer Aleph, three lines down from the top, Meisvei. Before, we had the Sugyan Dafnun Gimel Omer Beis that established that there was no Yisod in that corner of the Mizbeach called the Dromis Mizrachis, the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach, Meisvei. We're going to ask a kasha now from a Mishnah later on in Masechet Zvachim on Samach Dalet. The Mishnah says, Olas Ha'of, Ketzer Hoysod Naseis. How did they do the Avodah of an Olas Ha'of? Ola Bakevesh, Upana Lesovev, Ubolo Lekeren Dromis Mizrachis. He came to the Dromis Mizrachis, and there, Hayam Molek. Right, we said that Olas Ha'of requires Malika, which means that the Kohen takes his thumbnail and he pushes it into the base of the neck, Es Rosha, and he would almost sever the Ha'of from its head, Arpa. Again, Umavdil, and he would cut the two Simonim of the Kana of the Veshet, and it wasn't enough to do a chituch of one siman, like it is in a chatas ha'of, because we're talking about an olas ha'of. The Rambam shita, by the way, is that a chatas ha'of she'eno mavdil, we're talking now about an olas ha'of, but in a chatas ha'of she'eno mavdil, he can cut two simanim, just so he's not allowed to be mavdil, the rush from the goof. In an olas ha'of, he's mavdil the entire rush, mafrido legamre me'aguf, and then umematze dama, he squeezes or smears the dam from the goof of the oaf by pushing the oaf in the makam amalika al kira mizbeach, on the wall of mizbeach. This is the din of olas ha'of. It doesn't require Al-Gabi Mizbeach, but Kira Mizbeach. And Mitzui means, according to Rashi, to squeeze the oaf amongst his fingers, and there's a Zerem of Dam that goes for a distance onto the Kira Mizbeach. So the Gemara now raises its question. The Amrit Shalohaya Lo Yisod, since the Avot of the Malika Sa'of, or Ola Sa'of, is being done at the Mizrachis, Dromis Mizrachis, and now you're telling me there was no Yisoda underneath to be Makabal the Dam. It comes out that Malik is being done by Vira Bialma Hudukovid. It's as if he's doing it in the air itself. It's not on the Mokama Yisoda, and the Dam now falls on the Karka and is completely wasted. And the Gemara assumes that you can't just waste dam. In other words, there's no question about it that if this blood of the Ola would drain down the wall of the Mizbeach, then if it goes le'ibud, that's not good. How could they be mitaking that the Ola Sa'of would be done in that corner where there's no Yisod? So if you look in the note of the Masifti, he quotes a Gemara later on in Samachay, and the Gemara quotes a Brisa there that all of the Dam Ha'ola should now, according to the mitzvah of Ola, should drain onto the Kira Mizbeach. And in this case, if there's no, since the Malika was on the upper part of the Mizbeach, of the Kira Mizbeach, Me'ala Sovev, then if he does this Malika, Lo Hayadam Nofel Ala Oretz Ala Sovev, he writes, Kevon Shigam Ha'oma Shemitacha Sa Sovev Kshero Le Malika Sa'of Sherehi Me'al Chut HaSikra. Hare shetachas ama zu lohay yisod vayadam shoseis machmas avalika meosa ama yored loores vaholich liibud. And that's a problem. So the Gemara answers, Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchak Emar. We're going to have to say we have no choice, but kach hisnu. In other words, when the Jewish people entered into the land at the time of Yoshua, there was a t'nai that was made with Yoshua, Elazar, Nesiah Shvatim. And this you'll take a look in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Dalet. At the time of the Chalukas Ha'aretz, that Avir de Binyamin, Karka de Yehuda, that the land itself would belong to Yehuda, but the Avir would belong to Binyamin, to Shevet Binyamin. And what the Gemara is saying over here is that there was some sort of small protrusion that was extended out of the Kira Mizbeach at that corner, the corner of Dromus Mizrachis, and the purpose of that extension was to catch the dam that would fall from above. And he writes here that the Avir HaSomach LeMizbeach would be in the Chelek of Shevet Binyamin, but the Karka Smuchlim is Be'ach Berubach Jomis Mizrachis, that would be Bechelko Shel Shevet Yehuda. And based on this division, he says, they would make this little protrusion, this Blita Ketana, Kimin Yisod, as a substitute for the Yisod. It was Shlosh Tfachim Al Gabi HaKarka, Mipnei HaKarka. It had to be three Tfachim above the Karka, because otherwise it would have a din of karka, be like lovud, somach lekarka. The olav hayadam ha'of nofel, so the dam of the oaf would fall onto this yisod, this kamin yisod, this substitute blita. And therefore the hazoyos and the jomis mizrachis were perfect for the malika sa'of. He doesn't explain to you why lechatchila they wanted a dafka in that corner. And Rashi says that the blita would be perfectly, moila would be perfectly appropriate for the domim helyonim and the kira mizbeach. That would not help us for other karbonos, because it's not a yisod. It doesn't have really the shame yisod, the Torah's yisod, to be machshir the mizbeach for domim anitonim lemata kenegida yisod, but rather it can help us for the olas ha'of, which is lemala mi ha'yisod. And he raises a question in the name of the achronim: why isn't this blita considered a violation of mosif al abinyan? We're not allowed to be mosif al abinyan. And he quotes v'zos li Yitzchak, that they weren't mevatel the blit hashem, wasn't there on a permanent basis. Elohim notlin osa liachar kol malika. So it was a very temporary kind of thing, and they would take it away after each malika. That means that it's not considered mosif al habinyan. So again, what we're concluding here is there was a base, which was this blita, a protrusion, if you will, to catch any of the dam that would fall from the tzavar habehema, the oaf. And if the kohen who stands on this ledge, he implements the malika, and he would do the malika and lean over with his hand, as much as an ama, hanging over, as it were, the side of this ledge, and the dama hamalika would not fall onto the ledge, but onto the ground below. That would be the issue here. And the Gemara now continues to explain. V'keren mizrachis chomis lo hayo lo yisod. The Gemara asks, "My, what does it mean that the Karen Mizrach is Shomis Lo Havale Yisod?" And the Gemara quotes a machlokas here between Rav and Levi. Rav Omar Bibinyan. There was no Yisod in the Binyan, meaning from the time of its building, there was never Yisod at that corner. And you might ask, but a Mizbeach has to be Meruba, there has to be Ribua, and that Ribua has to take place, be a Sod. And this is based on a Brisa later on in Daf Samach Beis, Tan Rabbanon Keren Vekevesh V'Yisod V'Ribua Ma'akvim. And the Gemara derives this from a Pasuk, Kol Mokom Shenemar Mizbeach Li'akev. And Rashi explains that in this tzivui of Asiyas Ribua, it says in Shmos, Ribua Yeh HaMizbeach. So we're going to have to assume that Lamala B'mokom HaMarocha HaYeribua, that since on the top where the Eish was, the Eitzim and the Eish, that was square, that fulfills the requirement of Ribua. So again, according to Rav, there's no physical base at this corner of the Mizbeach, and this is true alongside the southern and eastern kiros of the Mizbeach. There was only one Amma of Yisod on the southern wall at the southwest corner, one Amma on the eastern wall at the northeast corner. Levi Omar, Levi disagrees, and he says, Bidamim, which means that there was a Yisod that was built all around the Mizbeach, on all sides. However, it wasn't kosher, it wasn't hukshar at that particular point of Mizrachas Dromis for Kabbalas Adam. Why? Because it wasn't part of the chelek of Binyamin. So this halacha of Lohoyala Yisod is a more of an abstract halacha. It doesn't mean physically there was no Yisod, but as far as Dam is concerned, although there was actually a base, it didn't have the status al-pidin of a Yisod with regard to Dam, because it was built on the land of Yehuda, and any Nesinas Adam has to be made in the territory of Binyamin. The Gemara explains that the root or the source of this machlokus is a pasuk in Breishis, and how to interpret it. Rav says that there was never a building of Yisod because he's metargem. He interprets the pasuk Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof as Bachsante Yisbene Midbacha. Bachsante means that in the chelik of Binyamin there should be a Mizbeach built, which implies that they would build a Mizbeach only exclusively on the territory of Binyamin and not on the chelik, the territory of Yehuda. And since the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach was the place that's royally yisod b'chelko shel Yehuda, therefore they couldn't build a Yisod in that chilek, which is a chilek of Yehuda. All this was explained back on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, but Levi interprets the exact same pasuk by Chasante Yisbene Mikdosha, that in the chilek of Binyamin there would be a Makom Mekudesh L'damim. The promise to Binyamin was that the Mukdash, the Mekudesh L'damim, would be that part of the Mizbeach that juts out, and they would do the Shvichas Dam HaKarbonos there, and that would be in the Chelik of Binyamin, not in the Chelik of Yehuda. But the Binyan itself could be done even in the Chelik of Yehuda. And therefore Levi holds that the Yisod was built all around the Mizbeach, on every side, but as far as Hekshel Shvichas Shiari Dam, that was limited to the Chelko Shel Binyamin, so you couldn't do the Shvichas Shiari Dam on the southeastern corner because that was in the chelik of Yehuda rather than the chelik of Binyamin. And it seems from the Gemara that the machlokas between Rav and Levi revolves around a targum about how to interpret a pasuk. The Torah Sakodesh is quoted in the footnote as saying that the machlokas here is about the din that Mizbeach has to be in the chelik shel Toref, which means the chelik of Binyamin. Is it a din in the Binyan HaMikdash, HaMizbeach, excuse me, that any Binyan HaMizbeach that's not in the chelik of Toref is Mufka from Kedushas Mizbeach, or is it just a din that although the Kedushas Mizbeach is everywhere, the Hechshel is Rika, Ulak Torah is only in the chelik of Binyamin? The Gemara quotes now a Mishnah in Midos in the third parak to prove Shitas Rav. Toshma, the Mishnah says, Hayisod Hoya Mahalech al Pnei Kol Atzofon V'al Pnei Kol Amarov But Ochel Badorom Ama Achas U'Mizrach Ama Achas. From this Mishnah we see clearly, the Mishnah states that the Yisod would traverse the entire north side of the Mizbeach, the entire west side of the Mizbeach, but the base itself eats one Amma to the south and one Amma into the east. And the Gemara says, my Ochel, what does that mean? So it seems that it's clear for this Mishnah that there was no Yisod that was built on the southern side, except for the Amma Smucha Lekeren Marovis Dromis, and on the Tzad HaMizrach, there was no Yisod with the exception of the Amma HaSmucha Lekeren Mizrachis Tzfonis, and that reflects the Sheet of Rav and not Yehuda. So the Gemara now argues that no, this Mishnah can be interpreted even according to Levi. My Ochel, what does the Tana mean when he says Ochel Bidorom Amma Achas? Nami Bidomin, in the southern side and on the eastern side, there was only an Amma of the Yisod that was kosher to Zrikas Adam, but the Binyan HaYisod was there and surrounded the entire Mizbeach. So again, just getting back to the Targum that we mentioned earlier, which is the Targum of Unkelus, which was supervised by the Tanoim, by Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazar, we have two possibilities in the Targum. And according to Levi's Targum, it meant that Yaakov's Bracha, that the Mizbeach should stand in the territory of Binyamin. One translation represents the view of the Tanoim that there was no Yisod built in the territory of Binyamin at all. There was no kind of base at all in the southeast corner, as Rav would have it. But the other variant reading of this phrase and interpretation was Levi, that the Pasuk is not mentioning the Mizbeach Mefurash Lehejah, but rather it speaks only of the Kedusha that has to be built in the territory of Binyamin. All we can prove from this Pasuk is that nothing outside of Binyamin's territory would have the Kedushas HaMizbeach, but it's very possible that it was part of the physical structure of the Mizbeach that stood in the territory of Yehuda, outside the territory of Binyamin. Now, if you take a look in Targum the way we have it in our version, it reflects the sheet of Levi. Although la halacha, we paskin apparently like Rav, so that's a very interesting phenomenon. In any event, as far as the Mishnah in the third parak of Midos is concerned, the Yisod covered one Amma of the southern wall and one Amma of the eastern wall, and this is in addition to the Amma of the western base, That one amma of the western base extends out beyond the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. However, we interpreted this according to Levi as referring to Damim. Toshma. Now we have another raya from the Mishnah, also in the third parak of Midos. Hamizbeach hayashloshim ushtayim al shloshim ushtayim. The measurement of the Mizbeach along its yesod was 32 amos by 32 amos. And this lechora is a kasha on Rav. Because how can you include the Mizrachis Dromis in this calculation, this measurement, if there was no yesod on that part? And the Gemara tries to defend Rav. Hocha b'mayas kinon, the Mishnah of Midos HaMizbeach, is addressing a case, a situation of Minatzad, where they measured it from the side, in other words, along the north and western sides. It doesn't mean that they measured all four ruchos, all the four sides of the Mizbeach, and they found it to be 32 on 32, but rather that if you were standing on the northern side of the Mizbeach and you would be measuring it from that point, the length of the Mizbeach from east to west, or if alternatively you were standing on the western side of the Mizbeach and you were measuring it from the width of the Mizbeach from the Tzofon to the Dorom, you'd come up with 32 amos. Because in these studim, the Yesod reached the two extremes of that ruach, of that section. However, if you were to stand on the Mizrach, on the eastern side of the Mizbeach, and you'd be measuring it towards the Tzafon, or if you were alternatively standing on the Dorom of Mizbeach and you were measuring it Mizrach Lamarov, then the Mida would only be 31 Amos. You'd be missing that extra Amma of Yesod. So again, the Mishnah does not mean that the Mizbeach was square, but rather that its two longest sides were each 32 Amos long. But Ein Hachinami, on the other two sections, or let's call them Ruchos, there would be only 31 amos. That's the way Rav would understand it. On the southern and eastern side, you could measure only 31 amos. Take a look at Rashi. Toshma, we have a Gemara later on in Samach Beis that says the following. Nimtza, it emerges that the Kevesh HaMizbeach, the ramp would extend the Avir Shir Amma Al HaYisod, one Amma over the Yisod, over the base of the Mizbeach, the Amma Al HaSovev, and one Amma over the ledge. Now, according to Rav, there was actually no base on the Tzad Mizrahi where the Kevesh was situated. It would seem, therefore, that the Yesod itself was built on each side, including the Dorom, and therefore it makes sense to say that the Kevesh was Poreach Ba'avir, may Olav on top of that side. That reflects the sheet of Levi and not Rav. So Gemara rejects this and says, no, you can't prove anything from that Mishnah against Rav, Amar, because what we have to explain in that sugya over there is that the Kevesh HaYiporech B'Avir Kineged Amar, in other words, the ramp extends over the Amar that corresponds to the base, and the Yisod of the Yisod, the Al Ha'ama Shel HaSovev, and over the Ama of that ledge. but there was never a yisod that was built on most of the tzadorim, the southern side. Now, what this means is that although the yisod on the southern side ran only for one amma, and it did not reach the midpoint of the Mizbeach, where the Kevesh was located, nevertheless, the Kevesh covered the area where the base would have been had it run completely around the Mizbeach. So the 32 amos of the ramp included two amos that are figured into the 32 amos, one amma that corresponds to the missing base and the amma that corresponds to the Yisod. And that's what we call, in the Mishnah's language, Poreach Amal Yisod Amal Asoviv. The Gemara now quotes a brisa to prove the shita of Levi Toshma to Tani Levi. Levi taught a brisa, Ketzad Bonim Es HaMizbeach. How do they build the Mizbeach? Mevim Malbein, which is called the Tfus Meruba, otherwise known as a square form, a wooden form. And it was Shloshim Ushtaim Amos al Shloshim Ushtaim Amos. Vigovo, and its height, Amo, was one Amo high. So in other words, you're talking about some sort of a dfus, a form that's made up of four boards, four wooden boards, each of which was 32 amas long, one amma wide. And if you'd stand up these boards on their sides, and you place them end to end, and you get yourself a triangle that made a box of 32 by 32 with one amma high. And again, we use these wooden forms in order to make concrete slabs, even in contemporary life. So the figure of 32 amas by 32 amas refers to the interior of this form, and the outside measure had to be somewhat a little bit longer on two sides so the boards could be conjoined. Umevi chaluke avonim mifulamos, and then they would actually bring smooth stones, mifulamos means lachos, they were damp, saturated with moisture, and these were stones that were taken from the sea. He says in Tosus, Minachal Shebechol Hayam, Shenivro Chalukos Misheshes Yimei Breshes. So again, you're talking about the stones of the Mizbeach that had to be smooth. And the Gemara says in Chulin, if you would take your fingernail and draw across them, it would not catch on any nicks whatsoever. And keep in mind, the stones cannot be filled with metal implements to make its smoothness, because any contact with metal disqualifies an even for the Mizbeach. That's a pasuk at the end of Sefer Dvarim. So the only practical way that they were able to obtain stones with such smoothness was from the seashore. And as we said, Tosus says that these avonim were created in such a way, and so smoothly from Sheshis Mei Gracious. And they had no pegimos, they were avonim shlemos. The ein lomer shiyehei mitaknon al yidei barzel chutz l'migdosh v'yakak machnisam. And that was true for the avnei beis hamigdosh according to Rav Nechemia and Masechta Sota. But the answer is l'gavi mizbeach nemar lo sivne es en gozis Shehavonim shenigzizu al yidei barzel psulim mizbeach afilim nigzizu bachutz. And now it says Bein Gedolos Ubein Ktanos, whether they were large or small. And this fills the form with these Avonim. The Meir writes, Shahoya Misader, he used to set up Avonim Gedolos Soviv Amalbein Ubitochama Yeshofech as Avonim Ktanos Besasid Vakunya Vazefes. In other words, that the Iker Mizbeach was made of its stones, and they would add sid, which is some sort of a lime substance, and kunya, maybe a kind of a liquid glassy, and zephes, in order to be medabek, the avonim, zuzu, all sorts of materials that would attach the stones together. Obviously, there's no metal here. And that's what it says here, sid, which is lime, kunya, is some sort of glaze. He calls it oferes muteches, and zephes, which is tar, umemache, and he would dissolve them all together, memis, and it was all poured into this mixture of stones inside the form. And this is what we say the base of the Mizbeach. So the word Yisod, or base, refers to this amma-wide section that projects out at the bottom of the Mizbeach. The projection was formed by the second block, which was made one amma narrower on all sides than the first block. And the Bryce is going to continue to explain this. It says, V'chozer u'mevi malbin, he brings another rectangular form, shehu shloshim amma al shloshim amma, 30 by 30, v'govo chamesh amos, with the height of 5 amos. And this form, this tfus, is centered on top of the first block, so it leaves an am on each side, because we started with 30. Just one second, let me just get this straight here. We started with Shloshim Ushtayim al Shloshim Ushtayim, and now we're talking about Shloshim al Shloshim. The Shita Mekubetzes has Chozer Mevi Malbein Shu Shloshim Amos Ushnei Tfochim al Shloshim Amos Ushnei Tfochim V'Govo Chamesh Amos V'Zeu Sovev V'Chozer Mevi Malbim Shal Esrim Ushmona Amos V'Arba Tfochim al Esrim Ushmona Arbos V'Arba Tfochim V'Govo Shalosh. So we have a number of different girsos here in terms of the exact measurements. But in any event, the basic point that we want to get to is that there's another tfus here, another block that is centered on top of the first block, which leaves an am on each side. And then it's mevi chiluki avonim v'chule. So he brings Bein Gedolos, Bein Ktanos. He brings the Sid, the Kunya, the Zephes, Umamchos, and the Shofik Lutoch HaMalbein, Vizehu HaSovev. And this is the ledge that protruded. So he's bringing smooth, damp stones. He repeats the process that we described above for the first block. And now we're up to the third block. V'chozu mevi malbein shu esrim u'shmona al esrim u'shmona amas v'govu sholosh amas u'mevi chaluke. And now he brings another malbein, a third rectangle, which is 28 by 28 amas. and it has the height of 3 amos, and he centers it on the second block, again leaving an amma on each side, and this amma becomes the yisod, where the Kohanim would walk, the ledge. So this Mishnah gives us the measurements of the Mizbeach in complete amos. The Mishnah in Kelim and also Sugi Menachos make it clear that not all the amos mentioned were the same length. Some were 5 tefachim, others were 6 tefachim. And there's a long discussion and analysis of this in the Likutei Halachos, the actual measurements in standard amos. There are different opinions concerning this matter. Umevi Chalukehu, he brings the smooth stones that we mentioned before, Ben Gedolos, Ben Ketanos. He brings the Sid, the Kunya, the Zephes, Umamcha, Veshofik, Lutoch, HaMalbim, Vuhu, Mokom, HaMarocha. And this is going to be the place for the fire on the Mizbeach, where they were Makriv the Korbonos, on the Rosh HaMizbeach, V'olav Hoysa HaMarocha. V'chozer, now in the note here he points out that Rashi wants to explain Ein Kavonas HaTana Shekol Shetach HaRibuya HaYomokom HaMarocha. The Tana doesn't mean to say that this entire square area was dedicated exclusively for the fire on the Mizbeach. Shari Tzorech Lenakos Amma Mikol Tzad Machmas HaKronos V'od Amma Mikol Tzad L'mokom Hiluch Ragle HaKonim Imkein Lohoysa Midas HaMarocha La Esrim Ushtaim Al Esrim Ushtaim Amma. And this he quotes in the name of Rav Steinem in Zichrono Livracha. Now, the Choser Umevi Malbin Shu Alma Al Amma. Again, he brings a Dfus, which is 1 amma by 1 amma wide. Umevi Chaluke Avonim Mefulamos Ben Gdolos Ben Ketanos Umevi Zefes Vekunye Vesid Umemache Veshofech Vizeo HaKeren. So again, he brings this form, which is an amma by an amma long by an amma wide, 1 amma high, and he sets it on one of the corners on top of the Mizbeach. That's a keren. V'chein l'chol keren a-keren, and this he did times 4 in order to set up the 4 kronos of the Mizbeach. And it seems clear from this braisa that the first rectangular tfus, the Malbein HaRishon, was 32 by 32 amos, which is enough kidei she'ebo yisod mikol abru chosav, such that there would be yisod on all four sides of the Mizbeach. And that reflects the sheet of Levi, since it's lehedja here that the first block, which formed the base, was a square of 32 amos by 32 amos. That's a kasha loki divrei Rav. V'chi tema. And if you'll try to suggest in the interpretation of this braisa, here we're turning to Nun Dalet Amud Beis, de li'achar sheyovesh ha'yisod gayizle, which means that after they would set up the these different parts, is they dried up the yisod, and then they broke down part of the chelik of the yisod, which was in the chelik of Yehuda, which is a problem, by the way, because of the pasuk in Dvarim Yud Beis that says Lo Sasun Kein LaShem El Keichem, which is a lav and a chiv malchus for shvira say yisod le'achar b'niyoso. So this is a pella, what the Gemara means, that li'achar sheyovesh yisod gayizle, they were so ser part of the yisod that was in the chelik of Yehuda. So you're going to have to say that the iso lotasim kein l'ashem l'keichem is only derech hashchasa, but that which was broken down for the purpose of the Mizbeach, kedino, is not included in this lav of losasim kein. Well, we're going to say that the Isur of Netitza only applies if it wasn't built for the sake of Netitza, with that Kavano or Almanas, Aldas came. And the Gemara rejects this possible pshat to defend Rav, because Avonim Shlemos Tivne es Mizbach Hashem Elokecha Ksiv. The Torah Dvarim Chaf Zayin, when it commands us to build a Mizbeach, says it's got to be Avonim Shlemos. The Mizbeach has to be made up of a piece that has no Pegimos. If they're going to be Sosa the Yisod, the Mizbeach will not be Sholem without a Pegima. And if you might suggest that they would be Soser and then use a Kli Barzel to smooth out the Pegimos, the Torah says, Lo Sodef Aleim Barzel. So that's not a possibility. And now the Gemara tries to defend Rav in a different way. Li Olam, in truth, there was no Yisod Banui in the Mizrach, in the Mizrach and the Dorom. And the way that they built the Mizbeach was without a Yisod in the Chelik of Yehuda. Hoysa al yidei de maches midi mituse vishakale. They would place down a long piece of wood in the area that was designated for the Yisod in Chelik Shel Yehuda, and then after the Mizbeach was dried up, they would remove that long piece of wood from its place, such that there was never Yisod in the Chelik of Yehuda, and at the same time the Mizbeach was smooth without any Pegimos, any nicks in it. The Gemara adds now that we have a compelling reason for them to do such a thing in building the Mizbeach, the Ilo Temachi. If you're not going to agree that that's the way they built the Yisod, Hodiyomar of Kahana, Vonim Shel Kronos HaMizbeach HaLulos Hayu. In other words, there were Nekovim in the Kronos. On the four Kronos, there had to be Nekovim, these holes, so the Dama Chatos would be absorbed in the Kronos. Again, Tosfos has a slightly different interpretation. We're saying the way Rashi and the Rambam says it, the Rambam in Perek Beis Milchus Beis Abachira Arba Kronos Chalulos Hayu Mitochon. Chalulos means they were empty mamish. And there's an equation here in the Rambam between the way they made the Kronos and the way they made the Yisod of the Keren Dromis Mizrachis. Tosfos explains that Rav Kahana is talking about Nekovim Shahayu B'Yisod B'Keren Dromis Ma'arovis, and that's where they were Shofech the Shiori Adam. And they have a kasha on Rashi here, because Dam Chatos is Lo Nitan Al Gag HaKronos Ela Al Chudon Shal HaKronos Mibachutz. That was the Gemara that we had back on Daf Nun Gimel. So how could there be a Blias Dam in the Nekovim on the Gag of the Kronos? The Gemara says, Dichsiv, Rav Kahana proves his point as far as Dam Chatos Shibola Behem, based on a Pasuk in Tanakh. In Zechariah Perek Tes, it says, Umolu Kamizrak Kizovios Mizbeach. In other words, the Novi is prophesizing that in the future Bnei Yisrael will consume the shalal of their enemies, the booty and the spoils of their enemies, and yimalu es nafshosehem b'chol tuv. They'll satiate themselves with everything that's good. And he compares it to a mizrak, which is the receptacle for dam that fills up with dam in front of the mizbeach. And he compares it to the zavios of the mizbeach, the corners of the mizbeach where they used to pour the yayin, and the yayin would flow all the way to the top and float up on top by Yitzof Olav. And Rav Kahana sees in the language of this pasuk that the chronos of the Mizbeach had a halal, they were hollow, kimizrak, like the case of the receptacle that receives the dam. Is Hachinami, the Gemara says here, we have to ask the question regarding the chronos of Mizbeach, can we make these nekovim li'achar yitzikosam, after they were already poured? And yet the Torah requires Avonim Shlemas Tivnes Mizbach Hashem Elokecha, Omer Achmona, the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us in the building of the Mizbeach. Now if you're going to tell me that after the pouring, after the Yitzika, they would make these Nekovim, again that would be a Pagima, that would be Pogem, the Kronos. And it would be a shear of what's called Chagiras Hatziporen, which would be a Pagima, Pgam. Ella, but rather you have to assume the mochis mide tusi vishokile, they would set up these maklos, these kismin, very thin ones, between the different parts of the avonim and the mokum akronos, and only after the mizbech was dried up a little bit, then they would remove these kismin, these small maklos, these small wooden thin maklos dakim, and what would turn out to be was, voila, the chronos on the kuvos. And if that's the way Rav Kahana requires creating the chronos chalulos, then Hachinami, the Gemara says, in the case of the Yisod, based on this analogy, when the Yisod was built, we're going to assume the mochis midimi tuse v'shakale, that they would put these long poles, sections of wood, in that place that was going to be the yisod in Chelko Shel Yehuda, and after it was dried a little bit, they would remove this wood, and there was never a yisod in the Chelik of Yehuda. And that's the way we're going to interpret according to Rav. So there was never a yisod in the Chelik of Yehuda, yet the Mizbeach was smooth without any pegimos. The Rambam paskins, we indicated before, like Rav against Levi, based on the mashmos of the Mishnah, Rashi in Zechariah, it reflects the presentation we just gave as it's embellished in Masechet Sukkah, Amrei Shlokish, Taf Mem Tesam and Beis, Bizman Sheminaskim Yayin Al Gabi Mizbeach Pokekin Es Hashitin L'Kayim Asher Nemar Bakodesh Haseich Neser Sheikha Lashem. And Rav Papa interprets Sheikha Loshen Shesia, Loshen Sevia, Loshen Shichrus. So this is what Rashi says on the Pasuk in Zechariah that we were learning, that on the Zavios of the Mizbeach they would pour the Yayin and fill it up, and it was Tzaf, as we said, it was floating on the top of the Kronos HaMizbeach. The Gemara now goes back to clarify that which we saw earlier, that the Mizbeach was built on the border between Shevet Binyamin and Shevet Yehuda. Dorash Rav HaMaydech Siv, a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perk Yutes, Vayelech David Ushmuel Vayeshvu Binoyos Birama. The pasuk is, if we go back to the Tanakh, it says V'David Barach Vayimaleit Vayavoel Shmuel Haramasa Vayagedlo Eskol Asher Oselo Shaul Vayelechu Ushmuel Vayeshvu Binoyos Vayugad L'Shaul Eimor Hine David Binoyos Birama. That's our pasuk. So David and Shmuel are together now in a place called Binoyos, and the Gemara quotes this pasuk, and we're going to see why the Gemara needs to learn something from that pasuk in our sugya. And And again, even though it says Bnoyos, we read it Bnoyavos, there's a Kri and a Ksiv here. But as far as Rav is concerned, the drush of Rava, it's Vayeshvu Bnoyos Berama. Rava Darshins, the Lashonis HaMikra, and the Mesoris Ke'echod. And that's an interpretation offered by the Minchas Shai. And he says the following, Ma Inyan Noyos Eitzel Rama. Whenever it says the word Rama on its own, which is common, this is the exception to the rule. Here it says Benoyos Sheberama. Ella, but why does the pasuk add the word Benoyos? Shahayu Shmuel uDavid Yoshvim Berama. That was the place of Shmuel, as the pasuk says, uTshuvasa Ramasa Kisham Beso Sham Shafaris Yisrael. The Oskim, what were they dedicating their energies, their time to? Bibnias Noyo, which means Yofyo Shel Olam. They were being Osek in finding a place that was Roy according to the Torah for Bnias Beis HaMikdash, Amri. So Shmuel and David made the following declaration. Ksiv, the Torah says, in Dvar Yud Zayin, Ki Polei Mimcha Dovar LaMishpat, Divrei Rivos B'Shor HaVakam Tov Alisa LaMok Masha Yivcha Hashem Elokecha Bo. So the Pasuk used the word V'Kam Tov Alisa to go up, to ascend from all the cities of Israel to the Beis HaMikdash. Melamed She Beis HaMikdash Gavoh Mikol Eretz Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash was in the highest point of the land of Israel. Today, it's not exactly so. Yerushalayim is actually higher than the Har HaBayis. The Har HaBayis is a little bit lower than its surrounding Harim, except for the Tzad Dorom, except on the southern side. That's what is called Emek Yehoshaphat. So the answer to that is Heyos Vagoyim Kovshuas Harabayas Kama Pa'omim. Our adversaries conquered the Harabayas many times. Umachmas Sinasam Lemakom Ze Ukdesh Lo Yegavo Yosubi Makom Shalahem. They never wanted to tolerate that the Harabayas should be higher than their places of worship. Is Kharshubo Bechol Pam Vichrivuhu Ad Hayisod. And as a result, the Har HaBayis is depressed topologically down lower. And Ulefishu Mokom Madron Nishtaf Ofro Midei Shonal Yidei Geshomim. And now that it's sort of down, 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 the rains would wash away some of the Ofar, some of the ground. And the Evan Shasiya is taller by 2 komot and more. Also, keep in mind that since Nechrev of Yerushalayim many times, the destruction of Yerushalayim, so Mimapolis Abatim, and houses collapsed, then Nase Har Shenichbash Berov Hayom Venase Karka. The Har, which was conquered so many times, repeatedly became Karka. The Nivnu Olav Batim, and buildings were built on top of it. But in any event, getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara says that Amri, the statement, the declaration of Shmuel and David, was that Eretz Yisrael is Gavoh Mikol Arotos. And again, that's not relevant to our discussion. And it's not even derived from this pasuk that is quoted here in the Gemara. That's derived in Kiddushin from a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Ki im chai Hashem asher hela v'asher hevi zera beis Yisrael me'eretz tzafonu kol arotz asher hidachtim sham v'yeshu al admasam. The Gemara mentions all the arotzos in order to clarify that the Beis HaMikdash was called Nevayo Noyo Shel Olam, because it's Gavah Mikol HaHorim Sheba Olam. Now, when we talk about Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, or from Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, it's all based on this Gemara, that Eretz Yisrael, on the one hand, is Gevoh Mikol Arotzos, but on the other hand, the Beis Hamikdash is Gevoh Mikol Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that much David and Shmuel knew, but Lo Aviyade Duchte Hecho, they didn't know exactly where the Makom of the Mikdash was. This was something that was hidden, and the Torah itself only uses the words HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem, it never actually specifies the exact location. Which is this Makom that's really Gavoh Yosef Eretz Yisrael, and that's what's fit for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And they also were trying to figure out which Shevet, in which Nachla, would the Beis HaMikdash be situated. Aisu Sefer Yoshua, they brought a Sefer Yoshua, which details the Gvulos, the bounds of all the different Nachlos, of all the Shvatim. And before we go on, I just want to add here that it's a little bit difficult to understand why Shmuel and David did not know which is the makom that's roi for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. They knew it was a makom gavoa. Eretz Yisrael was under Jewish sovereignty. Couldn't they just look around and investigate and determine which is the highest point in Eretz Yisrael? So there's an explanation here in the name of the Brisker Rav that we see that something that's written in the Torah, and it's clear from the Torah, that would be even more clear than something that you see with your own physical eyes. And therefore they wanted to interpret the Psukim in Sefer Yoshua and determine which is the Makom HaMikdash. Now, there's another question here. Why did Shmuel and David do this on their own? Why didn't they wait until the Navi, based on Nevuah, would determine the exact location? And we have halacha that ain't bonimus based on Migdash Ella Alpi Navi. So the Brisker Rav wants to suggest there's a sifri on the pasuk ki imal amakom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem mikol shivtechem loshem eshmo sham l'shichno sidu shubas hashama in Parshas Re'eh, that we should not build the Migdash without a tzivui of a Navi. But despite that, there's a mitzvah to be doresh, to clarify, to be mevarer, which exactly is the Mokum HaRoy Lebinyan Beis HaMikdash, even before the actual Tzivei the Navi. And the Sifri adds that that's what we find by David HaMelech. David formulates it in Sefer Tehillim Kuf Lamed Beis, Zechor Hashem LeDavid Es Kol Anvoso Asher Nishbal Hashem Neder Liabir Yaakov Im Ovo Biol Beisi Ad Emtza Mokum Lashem Mishkanos Labir Yaakov. David worked very hard with a great deal of tircha and to clarify exactly what's the Makom HaRoy Lebinyan Beis HaMikdash. V'yafal pisha ola biyodo levar lo beno, even though he found the exact location, he didn't build it until he got a tzivui from God HaChoza, from the Navi himself. In any event, after they brought the Sefer Yoshua, He'elu, what they understood from the language of the Psukim, is Bekulu Ksiv, in all the details about the bounds of Eretz Yisrael and which Nachla belonged to which Shevet. For example, in the north was the Nachla of Shevet Yehuda from Kiryas Yeorim until the Yamagodol. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, in the Psukim, it says V'yored HaGvul V'toyer HaGvul, which means that from Kiryas Yeorim until the Yamagodol, it was an incline, it was a Yerida from a higher place, a gova, in the gvul of Nachas Shevet Yehuda, o shenishar begova mokom amuska lefonov. Now, when they get to the gvul, the boundary between Nachlas Shevet Yehuda and Nachlas Shevet Binyamin, which is Mayim HaMelach Ad Kiryas Ya'orim, it says V'ola HaGvul or V'toyer HaGvul. That's what it says in the Pasuk, but it doesn't say V'yored HaGvul Loksiv. Is Amri Sashmul and David came to the conclusion Shmamina, from these psukim, we could derive that Nachas Binyamin is higher than the highest of all the Nachlos. And that's why it doesn't say V'yorad HaGvul. As if to say it goes down, because it really goes up. Now the highest point in that Nachla, the mountain which is Al Pi Gehenom, according to the Pasuk, that's the last Aliyah that it goes up, or Mayim Meinaftoach, which is mentioned afterwards, there's no mention of Yerida, so they declared Hachu Makomo. This is the highest point that's Roy for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Sovra Lemivne B'ein Eitam D'Midle. Shmuel and David thought to build a Beis HaMikdash in a place that's called Ein Item. Rashi explains that Ein Item is identical with the Mayon called Meinaftoach, which is mentioned after the Aliyah Sahar on top of Geben Hinnom. And Rashi proves this from the Seder, the sequence of the mentioning of the Gvul, where it says Loshan Ola Ad Hahar Ashal Ge Ben Hinom, and afterwards it says in Yoshua Perek Tesvav V'Ta'er Gvul Mirosh Hahar Al Mayan Meinaftoach. There's no Yerida between the top of the mountain of Mayan Meinaftoach. And Shmuel and David thought to build the Bigdash at that place which is called Etam D'Midle, which, as we said earlier, is identical, according to Rashi, with Mayan Mei Naftoach on the Aliyah Sahar, that it's on top of Geben Hinnom, and this is the Mokom Gavoh, the highest point in Nachlas Binyamin. And up till Ein Etam, there's a language of Aliyah, of going up, and even after they crossed over the Gvul, Sha'ovar Gvul B'Yerushalayim, it says in Yoshua Tesvav, V'Allah Gvul Gei Ben Hinom El Kesef Hayavusi Mi Negev Hi Yerushalayim Yerushalam V'Allah Gvul El Rosh Ahor Ashel Pnei Gei Hinom Yoma V'Ta'ar Gvul Me Rosh Ahor El Mayan Me Neftoach Amri. So Shmuel and David declared that, you know what, it's not Ein Etam that is the designated, appropriate, suitable place for the Bniyah space HaMikdash, Ella, but rather Nitase Bei Kalil. Let's go down a little bit from the high point of Ein Etam. V'nivneu b'Yerushalayim Shenamuch Ma'at Me'ein Etam. And they came to the conclusion that they had to go down a little bit from Ein Etam, Kirchsiv, because in the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu Teshev Binyamin in Dvarim Lamed Gimel, it says, Ubenk Seifav Shachen, which means that the Beis HaMikdash should be in the Nachla of Shevet Binyamin. It should be Begova Kseifo, it should be like the height of his shoulder, which is a little bit higher, lower than the Gova Rosho. So again, we go back to this pasuk that says Nitase Be Kalil, which go down a little bit from the high point of Ein Etam. And Nitase is in Hebrew called Hashpalah, to go down a little bit more depressed. And the Gemara back on Daf Yutes uses a similar term when it says Vahavi Madlili Hamyani Vitese Nihila, Rashi says that the Avnet was worn as a belt above Keneged Atzile Yodov Vefshito Lamata Kedelina Osa. In any event, the Ritzpas Hazora was lower down, Nemucha Me'ein Itam, by 23 Amos. And this is based on a sugi in Yuman Daf, Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. Again, there are many shitos regarding this hefresh between the Azora and the Mayan of Ein Itam. But in any event, the Gova, the Har, the height of the Har, above Ein Itam, was much, much higher than the Azora. Again, exactly whether it was 23 Amos or there are other Shitos, that's a different question. Ibais Ema, the Gemara offers another possibility as to why they didn't want to build the Beis HaMikdash in Ein Itam. It's because the Gemiri, they had a Kabbalah, meaning Shmuel and David had a tradition of the Lishkas Hagozes Shebo Moshav HaSanhedrin Tzarech Lios Bechelko Di Yehuda, that although the Sanhedrin had to sit in the Lishkas Hagozes in the Chelek of Yehuda, and the Kodesh Kadoshim where the Shechina would be Bechelko Di Binyamin. Now, imit alinan le, if we're going to go to and set up the Makom HaMikdash at Ein Itam, which is the highest place, then mispaleg tuva, which means yisrachek Makom HaMikdash shebein Itam imakom Moshav HaSanhedrin shebenachas Shevet Yehuda. And the Sanhedrin has to be sitting close to the Beis HaMikdash. If you go too high up, then the distance between the Beis HaMikdash and the place where the High Court sat, the Sanhedrin sat in the Shevet Yehuda, would be more than the Shir of Har Bayis. There would be no possibility of having the Sanhedrin smuchim l'mizbeach sheba azora. Is mutav denisase bei purta. Therefore, let's go down a little bit from the height of Ein Etam, and we'll build the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, that's a little bit lower down than Ein Etam, Kinechsiv, as it says in the pasuk that we saw earlier, Ubein Seifav Shachem, that the Beis HaMikdash should be in Nachla Shevet Binyamin at the height of his shoulder, which is a little bit lower than the height of his head, and at the same time it would be contiguous to the Nachla of Shevet Yehuda, where the Lishkas HaGoz and the Sanhedrin would sit. Now, even after the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, a little bit lower than Ein Etam, it would still be considered that the Beis HaMikdash is Gavah Mikol Eretz Yisrael, because the Ksalim of the Beis HaMikdash, the walls, were higher than the ground by Mea Amma. And that would mean that the Beis HaMikdash on its highest point was above the height of Ein Etam. Now, there are shitos that the height of the mountain Shemeal Ein Itam Hoyagavah Me'azora Yoser Me'arva Amos. And if that be the case, then the height of the Kosle HaZora would not be successful in making it higher than Ein Etam. In any event, the Marsha says that there's no shinui makom of Me'ein Etam to a makom namach Yosef, which would be goring the bittul of what it says for Kamta Valisa, because this makom is not choshev. You can't define it as a city or a shar, some sort of gate that you go up through it to the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't separated from the Har Bayis more than 23 Amos. And the Gemara adds, V'al Dover Zeh, on this yeshiva, this convening of a consultation between Shmuel and David to define where exactly the Beis HaMikdash should be located. Niskane doeg hadomi b'David, doeg hadomi became jealous of David. Shekiven la'loch, why did doeg hadomi become jealous of David, who was, and as a result of the fact that David was mechaven la'locha, even though it's true, forget about Beis HaMikdash, David was mechaven la'locha in many different inyanim. Doeg himself in Shmuel Aleph Perek Tes Zayin turns to Shaul HaMelech and he says, Hinei ra'isi ben li Yishai Beis HaLachmi Vashem Imo, which means that he was miskaving la'alocha b'chol mokom. Aloch is kemosa b'chol mokom. What was specific about this? And the answer is, there's a proof from this that the Malchus belongs to David and not to Shaul, because there are two mitzvos that are interdependent. One is Knisa La'aretz and setting up a Malchus, and number two is Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And they didn't know exactly which the Makom HaMikdash is. They needed a Navi to reveal that to them. But when Shmuel and his Beis Din got together with the Sanhedrin to clarify the exact Makom that's Royal Beis HaMikdash, at that point they looked into the Psukim to find the answer to the question, and David was the one who was Mechavin Le'emes. At that point they knew for sure that he was Royal Malchus, and he was connected to the Beis HaMikdash, because Beis HaMikdash and Malchus are all part of two sides of one mitzvah, B'knisas and L'Eretz Yisrael. This is all from the Ben Ish Chai, the Ben Yehoyada. Kirichsiv, the Gemara says, how do we know that Doeg HaDomi was jealous of David, and as a result, he tattletailed in front of Shaul, who was in Nov, next to Achimelech, v'lokach miben tzeda v'scherev Golias. And this is all explained in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Aleph, the whole mice of Doeg HaDomi, because as a result of his halshanav, his tattletailing, 80 Kohanim were killed in the city of Nov, were murdered. Kirichsiv, and David HaMelech says in Tehillim Samach Tes, Muzar Hayisi Le'echoi V'Nochri Livnei Ami Ki Kinas Beischa Acholasoni V'Cherpas Chorfecha Noflu Olai. David HaMelech is declaring that in the eyes of Doeg, I was like a Zar and a Nochri. And why? He says, Livnei imi, in other words, because of my mother who comes from the Bnei Moav, in other words, she was from the descendants of Moav, he's referring here to Rus. Doeg was the one in the Sugya Yevamos on Ayin Vav that clarifies that it was Doeg who was Ma'arer, he was the one who cast a doubt on the Yuchsin of David HaMelech and on the whole drush of Moavi v'lo Maviah, on the Poskol Yovo Amoni Moavi Bekal Hashem. And he wanted to apostle David from Malchus and from entering into Kahal Yisrael. And all this was because of the kina, says David HaMelech, that he, Doeg, had on me, because I proved that I was mechavin to the Emes and I clarified the Makom in the Beis HaMikdash. And this maisa that Doeg was ma'ar on the kashrus of David, the yuchsin of Darish, was way before the bricha to Ramah, to the place where Shmuel was, in order to find the Beis HaMikdash. So the Marsha asks, the sequence here doesn't seem to reflect the Sugya Sagamora. Says the Marsha that Dover Zeh, Shedavid, who Zeshabiras Makom HaMikdash, that proved that he was Royal Malchus, as we saw before in the name of the Ben Yehoyada. And Iruro Shel Doeg is not a true Irur. And that's what caused the Kinah and was ma'or the sinna in a new way. It fanned the flames. So it means that even though this whole story about Shmuel and David clarifying the place of the Migdash took place way after the Irur, but nevertheless, this would finally prove that David had the rights to Malchus. So again, in chronological terms, the Irur of David, of Doeg, excuse me, that we saw in the Sugya and Yevamos on the Kashrus of David was way, way before David runs away to Ramah, sits with Shmuel, and invests and clarifies the Makom HaMikdash. But nevertheless, once David HaMelech was able to clarify the Makom HaMikdash, that proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that he was Royal Malchus, and that incurred, that stimulated the final kina that David HaMelech says, Hayisi Muzar Lachai Mitzad Shehayali Kina Al Bnei Beischa, and so forth and so on. Uksiv, with regard to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, David HaMelech says in Tehillim Kof Lamed Beis, Zechor Hashem LeDavid Eis Kol Unoso Asher Nishba LaShem Im Avo BiOel Beisi Im Etein Shnos Li'enai Lafapoi Tnuma Ad She'emtso Mokom LaShem. David HaMelech prayed to Hashem that Hashem should always remember him L'Tova, because Enos Atzmo, he suffered tremendously in order to find the Makom HaRoy L'Binyan Beis HaMikdash. This Inui is Mashen Nodar. He took a neder Lo Yavo L'Beiso Lalos Al Yitzuo. He would never come home, to return home and go onto his bed. V'lo Yiten Shene, wouldn't give sleep or Tnuma Kol Ali Einov until he would finally find the Makom HaRoy Livnos Bos Beis HaMikdash. And immediately following that set of psukim, we have a pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Hine shma'anuha b'efrasa mitzanuha b'steyar." The Gemara clarifies, "Be'efrasa zeyo shua dekasi mi'efrayim." The word be'efrasa, referring to Ephraim, is an allusion to Yoshua, who came from Shevet Ephraim. That in the book of Yoshua we hear the Besorah, and we're able to clarify based on the Psukim in Sefer Yoshua exactly what is to pinpoint the location that is suitable for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And that was the limud that we had earlier, where Yoshua specifies the Gvulos of Nachal Shevet Yehuda and all the other Shvatim, and the Pasuk Vayored HaGvul. And then Mitzaunua Besteyar Zeb Binyamin, who's compared to the Chayas Hayar, the animal of the forest, Tiksiv Binyamin Zeb Yitrov, that in his Nachla, Binyamin's Nachla, they would discover the place which is Royal Binyan Beis HaMikdash. You could have said that Steyar was a reference to Yehuda, who's compared to a lion that also inhabits the forest. But the entire Lashon HaPasuk is interpreted by Chazal in Torah Shebaal Peh, the Bereishis Rabbah, as referring to the Kodshei HaMikdash, which is in the Chelek of Binyamin. Also keep in mind that Stei Yar is Shayach to a Zev who lives in the Yar and only occasionally goes out to the field to be Toref. The Ari, on the other hand, is Doreis. Even the Chayos Hayar, he never leaves to the Sada. So this Pasuk, Mitzauv B'Steyar, indicates the Zev, who sometimes is found, is located in the Steyar. And all this is because the Mikdash should be built in the Shevet of Binyamin. So the final Maskana is that after Shmuel and David completed their process of being Osek in the Binyano Shel Olam, and they knew exactly where the Makom HaMikdash is. Now, again, there's a pasuk in Divrei HaYomim which seems to indicate that only after David HaMelech got the tzivui to bring a korban in Gorin Arnon, in order to bring about the termination of that terrible plague, and there he was hearkened to by Hashem, then David HaMelech understood that that's where the Beis Hashem, the Mokom HaMizbeach, should be located. Says the Yavitz, Rav Yaakov Emden, Lo Yadu Bibiru Gomer, they weren't completely certain about the Mokom HaMizbeach until they got the final tzivui from God HaChozeh on this Hakrova in Goran Arnon. And that's when David purchased the place with monies that he collected from all the Shvatim, and he set up the Kedushas Mokom of the Beis HaMikdash. It was only later that his son Shlomo would actually build the bias of the Beis HaMikdash and be Mekadesh the Beis HaMikdash as the Beis HaMikdash. David was the one who designated the place as the Beis HaBechir, the chosen place of Hashem. And this brings us to the Mishnah on the end of Daf Nedalim Beis, which Bli Neder will cover tomorrow.